Deer Park Indigenous Women's Collective presents Seven Deadly Gins. Scene 1, starlight, star bright. Everybody lying down, looking up at the sky. There are night sounds all around.
Look up there, you fellas. There's the Southern Cross.
And look, there's the saucepan.
And there's the Seven Sisters. Look,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven sisters, just like us.
Nah, more like seven gins. Seven deadly gins.
Hey, you fellas all know the Seven Sisters story?
Nah.
Yeah, well, it was back in the dreaming.
Go on then.
The men would take the boys out in the bush on men's business. The girls left behind started wondering about this. Why weren't they allowed to join in or even know what was going on?
Oh yeah, we know this. The girls reckon they should be able to prove themselves in the same way as the boys. So they went to the elders and said, if we're going to have strong bull eyes, we must be strong and brave too. We want to prove ourselves like the boys. We want to test our courage and bravery.
The old fellas thought about it. What they said made sense. So they took the girls out bush for 3 years to learn the tribal ways.
The old ones were pleased. The girls had proved themselves and were strong young women.
Yeah, but the spirits had been watching all along. They decided they needed those seven strong women for themselves, so they snatched them up into the sky.
And there they are now, the sisters shining up there forever, to remind us women of the strength and bravery we all have within us.
Look, there's a shooting star.
Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight.
Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight.
Scene 2, childhood.
When I grow up,
I want to be an air hostess.
I want a house and a car.
Yeah, me too.
I want to write books when I grow up.
I want to be a country and western singer.
I want to be an actor.
I want to be a nurse.
When I grow up, I want to be white.
Women playing in the background.
I remember when I was 8 or 9, the kids at school would give me a hard time telling me I was adopted.
Ha ha, you're adopted. Ha ha, you're adopted.
I went home and asked my mother what my real mum was like. She told me my mum dyed her hair too blonde, wore her dresses too short. Finding out I was adopted was the happiest day of my life.
My foster parents didn't tell me who I was. I knew there was something wrong. That's why I scrubbed my skin till it bled.
When I was young, I used to run away. I put pillows under my blankets. As soon as the lights were out, I was off.
My mum was 16 when she had me. My dad was a drug user, and I remember going from jail to visit him.
When I was 11, I lost my mum through alcohol.
Me and mum took off because dad was a violent alcoholic.
I couldn't understand why welfare took me off my Christian mother and put me in an alcoholic home.
Scene 3, when I was 14.
By the time I was 14, I was on the streets.
When I was 14, I was in hot cars and doing crime.
By the time I was 14, I was locked up.
Me too, but on day leave to Macca's, I took off.
By the time I was 14, I'd left school and was travelling around everywhere.
By the time I was 14, I had a habit. I was working up the cross. I wore bobby socks and pigtails, and I made a fortune.
When I was 14, I was given birth to a beautiful 10-pound baby boy.
Scene 4, now I'm an adult.
Now I'm an adult. I'm looking for love.
I want to be needed.
I want to be wanted.
I want to find somewhere I belong.
I want to travel the world.
I want a house with a white picket fence.
I want to live happily ever after.
In reality, behind that white picket fence, I was getting the shit punched out of me.
He hit me because he loved me and he was always sorry after.
Mine was never sorry. As far as he was concerned, I deserved it.
Yeah, he'd say don't talk to me in that tone.
Where's me kids? Where's me kids?
Stop it. Just stop it.
Becoming an adult meant becoming his punching bag.
Becoming an adult meant being old enough to go to jail.
Scene 5. Jail.
I'm CRN 212856. I am classed just as a number, not a person in most eyes around here. I have been institutionalised since I was 2. First with foster parents till I was 8, and from then till my teens, I was in family group homes. One day, I ran away and no one even noticed. They gave up on me. I was 12.
My CRN is 214615. I was first locked up at 17. I am now 19 and I'm still here. I work in industries.
I'm CRN 174323. I've been stuck in the system nearly all my life.
I'm CRN 20446. I first went to prison when I was 17. Before that, they used to put me in kids' homes. I'd be charged with being exposed to moral danger, being neglected, being uncontrollable.
I'm CRN 145989. First time I was locked up, I was pregnant with my first child. I was scared.
I am CRN 152526. In here, I am a criminal. I am a lawbreaker.
I am CRN 158005, and I always will be.
Break up, break off, muster is now correct, and movements may now commence.
I started being a nuisance at 12. My dad was always in jail. I met a guy at 13. He introduced me to drugs and violence. He was 15. Violence, violence, violence.
I got on drugs and done crime. I wanted to be accepted by my family, but I think I expected too much from them. This is not my excuse anymore. It is now a habit, an unbroken cycle that I'm trying to break.
I thought I was going to get another community-based order, but I ended up in here.
I first got locked up in YTC Youth Training Centre when I was 12. It was supposed to rehabilitate me, but it just taught me how to do better crime.
When I first went to YTC, I thought it was fun, but not now.
I stand by my door 4 times a day. I get MOR'd a lot.
What's MOR?
Minor Offence Report.
They call me Miss Pinky because of all my fines.
I saw 2 of my best friends die the first time I was in jail. This is about one of them, Jack. Am I the only one who remembers Jack? Who knew her name was Jenny Woods? The only one who remembers how Jenny Woods at 19 died alone, her lithe and beautiful body broken and bleeding on the concrete floor of a lonely convict cell. Her bold, defiant laughter snatched forever from this world with the snapping crack of a police-issued boot on the back of her neck. I wonder if the cop remembers the feel of her young body crushed, despoiled, and lifeless beneath his heel. Has he slept well these past 30 years with his conscience and his memory of a dark-skinned girl with a long, proud neck and glowing dark eyes? Does he remember Jack? I do.
As I sit here doing time in this concrete hell,
they think they got me locked away, but they've got an empty shell.
Denied of my connection for so long, I've lost my way.
That's why I'm sitting here doing times. That's why I'm counting down the days.
They can't keep me down forever, for it's my destiny.
Allowed to roam this sacred land,
where my spirit and soul are free.
Locked away, but they've got an empty shell.
Scene 6, birth, motherhood.
I'm a mother of two children. My second child was born in his poxy hole. I'm proud to say that I have found my people. It's my way of breaking the cycle, making sure my children know who they are.
I saw a photo of me when I was little, before they took me away from my mother. I was two. I looked really happy. I was smiling. I had a photo of my son when he was the same age. He looked just like me. He looked happy too, before they took him away.
I'm the mother of two boys. They're my life and I hope I can give them a better life than mine so they can grow up and be someone. That's why I must break the cycle of my life, in and out of jail all the time. I'm going to do it this time.
I want my children to grow up with their mother. I hope they don't follow in my footsteps, but learn from my mistakes. I want them to be good and happy.
When I have children in the future, I want to teach them better ways.
I now have three boys. Two lives with my mother-in-law, and one lives with my cousin. I can't wait to see them.
I'm so proud of my mum for being such a strong woman and looking after us kids. I want to make her proud of me too.
Scene 7, belonging to country.
We've been tested all our lives.
To prove ourselves.
To show strength.
Courage.
And bravery.
We have strong, beautiful Borais who will learn our tribal ways.
We are the Seven Sisters.
We just heard the fantastic Seven Deadly Gins, which is a play written by women here. And very powerful to hear your voices.
Well, like I said, like all these things that are written in this play, they aren't just made up lines. They are personal things that have come from each one of us Koori women, you know what I mean? And that's what makes this play even more like special to each one of us that participated in it.
Yeah.
And like for yous to have a better understanding of us women, to about like we aren't just crims, you know, we are mothers and all that stuff. Mm. And yeah, we've had a hard life and all that stuff. And you know, we could have dealt with life better and all that, but we didn't. You know what I mean? And yeah.
I think it was more of a play to us girls, because a lot of us girls find it hard to express ourselves mm-hmm. in many different ways, and a lot of us don't do counselling or none of that stuff in here, because like I said, a lot of girls find it hard.
It was an amazing performance, and it was wonderful for everyone to share their stories and each have equal parts. It's really important. Mm. There were seven women up there, each with equal parts, telling their stories in their way. And well done to everyone involved. I'm so proud of you all. It was wonderful to see.